Mark, you're very welcome to the show.
Hey Amber, thanks. Appreciate you having me on.
So you've launched a business and it's called The Solace. Tell us a small bit about it.
Yeah, so The Solace, it's a website and online space really to kind of help people navigate grief, honor loved ones, and find connection and support in times of loss, really. And I suppose at the core of the product is a space where families can create digital memorials. They can share stories and they can keep memories alive in a really kind of rich and meaningful way. Alongside of that, we have a whole library of resources. We've also got a really beautifully created store. If kind of people are struggling with words, they can always find something to send to someone who maybe is going through a tough time. And yeah, all of this is kind of been built around funeral directors and what their needs are as well. So it's kind of a platform that they can log into as well. So yeah, trying to incorporate as much as possible to help people navigate what is quite a difficult time for them.
Absolutely. And Mark, you might talk us through a small bit about where the idea for this platform came from.
Yeah, so the idea, I suppose, I would go back to my father passed away a little over 5 years ago. So anyone who's gone through an experience like that, it's extremely challenging, not just from a kind of a logistical or organizational standpoint. It's also like emotionally draining and challenging as well. So I suppose it was overwhelming for me, and I just felt there was a kind of a gap in the market to bring a solution that kind of helped people to get through that kind of journey and to maybe memorialize that person that they loved, because it's such a short period of time that they have to squeeze so much into. And a lot of the solutions out there at the moment are very much focused at the kind of immediate, whereas I was looking to get something that people could really reflect on in a month's time, a year's time, 5 years. So that was the light bulb moment for it, I suppose.
Grief, I suppose, is something that we all go through, unfortunately, at some stage. But having your own experience when you're looking at it from a business point of view probably is very helpful because, as you said, you spotted the gap in the market. So you knew from your own personal experience exactly what would have been helpful and maybe what wasn't already there. So I can imagine it really helped you as you were putting the business together or the business plan together, maybe.
Yeah, I think when anyone is starting a new business, I think it's really important just to be solving a real problem. And I also felt with this, I wanted something that was really impactful as well. So, like you touched on there, grief affects everyone, and it's deeply personal for each person. So it's not like you can have just one overarching solution. It needs to be solved on a personal level. So that's what I'm hoping that the Solace will do.
And your business, The Solace, it's all about redefining grief in a digital age. And I suppose we are so reliant on it now, you know, for everything, but for grief as well when it comes down to it. But you might just explain how this platform is redefining, I suppose, how we grieve in this age that we're in, and I suppose what you're aiming to do to make it easier for people.
So the tradition around grieving, it hasn't evolved massively in the past kind of 50, 100 years. So I suppose I wanted to take a more modern approach to that. And by that, I mean, I wanted to, again, people are kind of widely spread across the world as well. So, and there's more and more people are on digital tools, be that their computer or their phone. So they're looking, like people are looking for change. They're looking for a solution that has adapted more to the current needs. And I think that's what with the Solace, you're able to create a memorial, like a digital legacy for that person that maybe has died. By that, you're able to share memories and stories, and you can upload video, you can upload photographs, you can share anecdotes, you can kind of link it to a charity. So we've partnered with iDonate, and you can link that to one of 6,000 charities across the country. So people can donate to a charity that might have been close to that person's heart. And then alongside of that, it's just having the resources that people can pull on, be it kind of just articles or helpful insights on how to write a eulogy, or might be what like meals to cook around grief, or like how to help a partner who's going through grief. So all of that just really comes together in a quite an end-to-end service that's going to help people, I hope, in that difficult time.
Yeah, it sounds great and it sounds brilliant that it's taken so many different aspects, I suppose. And as you said, you know, with the support articles, but also with the family as well, where they can have the personalised memorials. You might talk us through that in a little bit more detail. Is it a case of that these appear on where the death notice appears, or how does it work in terms of making the personalised connection and how people can share that, I suppose, with others in the community?
Yeah, so how it kind of starts is initially with your funeral director. So when you're in talks with your funeral director to arrange the funeral, and you're asking them to put up a death notice, and you can obviously, there's a couple of different options there, but hopefully the funeral director will be kind of trained up to use the Solace, because we will have the most amount of tools, and there's also a free service for people to use. And once the funeral director creates the a memorial for the person, that also includes the death notice, so you can find out when the funeral is on, what time, what place, but it also enables you to capture how many people are going to attend, so you can RSVP to that, so it enables you to plan, like, do I need a bigger, like a reception area, or do I need a bigger area to maintain the funeral? So it has different tools that helps the funeral director to arrange the actual funeral. And then from the actual family's perspective, you can personalize the look and feel, so how the actual memorial looks, and you can upload multiple photographs of the person who's died and write a really rich and engaging memorial, like an obituary for that person. And then people can obviously then collaborate on that. They can share, like I've mentioned, stories and memories and photographs and videos, and they can share that in across like social platforms, be that Facebook or WhatsApp or Instagram. Yeah, it's something that's always there, so that family can look back on that in weeks, months, years to come, and it just evolves and becomes this really beautiful legacy of that person who's died.
That's lovely. You mentioned as well earlier that the platform is dedicated to supporting funeral directors. In what way does it do that, Mark?
Yeah, so we've been in conversations with funeral directors for, I would say, the guts of 6-9 months, just learning from them and understanding what their pain points were, and trying to build something that really helped them kind of streamline their service and enable them to offer, because like funeral directors really care, they care about their customers and the families that they're supporting, but they're also looking for ways to enhance that service. So the Solace is, it's just another tool that enables them to really deliver a kind of top class service for the families that are working with them. And I think that's really what kind of helps. But like alongside of that, it's being able to gauge how many people are going by the RSVP tool. It's enabling to kind of capture photographs of that person, so you're not going back and forth on kind of Word docs or email. The funeral director will just send the next of kin a link that will enable them to upload photographs and to input the obituary into the platform, and that pushes that information immediately back to the funeral director's platform, so they get that asynchronously. So it streamlines their work, and it just enables them to free up time for, I suppose, other more important jobs that they have on their list.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds great. You're an entrepreneur already. You've previously co-founded a business. Do you find that the experience of doing that before and working in your last venture, that helped you in terms of launching this business?
Definitely. I think having gone through the war wounds of running a business, and that business I ran with my brother and sister-in-law, so it definitely just helps you better prepare. You're more prepared for it, and I suppose you've learned some of the lessons, and you've taken them on board, and hopefully you can kind of take those and make the right adjustments that enabled you to make this a really great success.
Absolutely. When did you launch the Solace?
So we launched on the 9th of February, and we are working now just to roll it out to funeral directors across the country. We're in conversations with lots of them, including a few in Kerry as well. So if anyone's listening, definitely reach out. We'd love to talk to you and get you on board onto the platform and get you up and running. But at the moment, we're just taking a gentle approach to rolling it out, because we want to ensure that all the tweaks or working on everything is going to be seamless for the first people who use it.
If anyone is listening and they want to find out a little bit more about it, tell us again just the name of the website and the platform where they can find it.
Yeah, it's thesolace.com. So thesolace.com. You can reach out to us via the forum on the website, and we'll happily set up a call and a demo for you.
Fantastic. Obviously, as you mentioned, the company is still quite new, but you know, you just launched. It sounds like you have great plans in place and great plans for the business. I suppose as you look to the future, do you see it growing and evolving and kind of adapting to the needs that need to be met?
Yeah, like the vision is to redefine like the way people approach loss and remembrance. So the aim is to make the Solace the go-to digital space for families and navigating grief. So like somewhere they can find the support, the guidance, and the community aspect of it is something huge for us. And it's something that just, I suppose, that just takes time to build that. It's the one element that we're really keen to push, because I think it's such a difficult thing for people to go through, and people shouldn't be suffering alone in this. And I think that community aspect of being able to talk to someone who has maybe gone through a similar experience is quite powerful. So I think we need to make it a little bit more accessible and personal, so it becomes an enduring kind of tool for everyone to use.
Absolutely. Well, look, the very best of luck with it, Mark. And thanks so much for taking the time to join me on the show this evening.
Thanks, Amber. Great to talk to you.